Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. First up, as the Australian summer heats up, so does our concern for soaring energy costs. A Finder study reveals that 27% of Aussie households identify energy bills as a significant financial stressor. Despite a 35% decrease in electricity prices due to government rebates, households still struggle with an average annual energy expense teetering around the grand sum of $408. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Energy expert Chris Medikian advocates for simple changes that can lead to significant savings. The main culprits? Your fridge, washing machine, microwave, toaster, and vacuum cleaner. Adjustments such as smart fridge placement, opting for cold water washes, and unplugging devices when not in use may alleviate the pressure. A valuable lesson, not just for our wallets, but also for our beloved environment. Transitioning now to policies, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has tax reforms in sight, specifically targeting high-value superannuation accounts. Amid falling mineral prices and increased needs in sectors like aged care and Medicare, it's expected the tax concessions on these accounts will cost us a whopping $55 billion this financial year. The Albanese government aims for a balance between spending cuts and tax modifications. But is this approach enough to stabilize the budget? As the fiscal community watches closely, critics warn these reforms may impact those nearing retirement the most. Meanwhile, Boxing Day proved generous once again, marked by a spending spree totaling $1.3 billion, a slight 1.8% increase from the previous year. Yet inflation was the Grinches of sales growth, surpassing it by 2.8%. This trial has Australian retailers wishing for interest rate cuts in early 2025 to fuel consumer confidence. And despite the Reserve Bank holding steady in December, whispers around the financial community suggest a potential February cut down to 4.1%. It seems even our travel sector may be bouncing back, cautiously signaled by an upswing in bookings. On a final note today, alliances in the restoration industry continue to form as RACU Insurance pairs up with RIA Australasia following Suncorp's lead. With sectors like these joining forces, Australia's restoration industry could see improvements in claims management, higher industry standards, and an upturn in resilience against escalating weather events. There goes the day's wrap. Keep visiting our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed, Australia.